Section 3. You will hear a conversation between Carlos, Melissa, David and Simona. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 30. Okay, everyone. Let's look at what presentation tips we come up with for our next seminar, Melissa.
Okay, here's my first tip. Show up early. Some experienced presenters say that something good is bound to happen. I'm not sure about that, but...
Well, you may have a chance to head off some technical problem. Also, at the beginning, before you actually begin your presentation, people filter in slowly. It's a great time to introduce yourself.
Can't argue with that. Simona has some ideas about opening.
Have a strong opening. I picked up a few ideas for structuring your opening. First, never apologize. If you're worried the presentation won't go well, keep it to yourself and give it your best shot. Besides, people are usually too preoccupied with their own problems to notice yours.
I like that.
Open by addressing the following three questions. What's the problem? Who cares? What's your solution?
Excellent suggestion. David, you've gone quiet. Well, my next suggestion is PGP. That means that with every subtopic, you should move from the particular to the general and back to the particular. Even though the purpose of a subtopic is to convey the general information, bracing it with particulars is a good way to draw attention and promote retention.
I've got another one. This might not be a tip so much as a law. Give everyone at least one piece of paper. A piece of paper is a record from your presentation. People can use that to help recall the details of the presentation, or better yet, to tell others about it.
The next tip I have is know your audience. This is, of course, a general piece of advice for public speaking. See, if you can find out what styles of information a presentation they are most familiar and comfortable with, adapting your presentation to those styles will leave fewer barriers to the direct communication of your material.
I like that idea. We mentioned possible technical problems before. My next point is that maybe speakers should rethink the overhead projector. Is one really necessary?
I think that often is, but I agree with your basic point, Simona. Don't use one just because it's there. Maybe a good tip is to consider carefully what you're putting on your slides.
Yes, David. That's a very good point to make. Slide content is, well, you don't want too much, too little. Carlos?
Good a point, to both of you. Another point I have is to respect the audience. Don't condescend by dumbing down your lecture. Show them respect by saying what you believe and what you know to be the whole story.
I also have a point about humour. I think that humour is generally good, but be careful with it. Humour in a presentation works best when it actually drives the presentation forward. If you find you're using canned jokes that don't depend on the context of the presentation, eliminate them. David?
Maybe, Melissa, but always be very careful about jokes that put down a class of people. If you're going to alienate your audience, do it on the merits of your content.
Also, avoid masculine or even feminine pronouns as universals. It can be a nuisance to half the audience. As universals, use the plural they. The Oxford English Dictionary has allowed they as a gender-neutral singular pronoun for years.
Thanks, Simona. Thinking towards the end, take care with the questions. Many people judge the quality of your talk not by the 20 minutes of presentation, but on the 30 seconds you spend answering the question. Be sure to allow long pauses for questions. 10 seconds may seem like a long pause, when you're at the front of the room, but it flows naturally from the audience's point of view.
Let people know you believe your material. Speak with conviction. Believing your subject matter is one of the best ways to speak more effectively.
Finish early, and something good is almost bound to happen. If nothing else happens, people will be able to leave early, and suddenly they'll have an extra couple of minutes to do things they didn't think they'd get to. People will really like you if you do that.
I think we have missed the key point. Practice. Practice over and over and over. If you can, record your presentation. Play it back and watch yourself. You'll discover 1,000 horrible things you never knew about yourself. Now watch it again without the sound. Why are your hands flying around like that? Now listen to it with the picture. Get rid of those ums. Now watch it at twice the normal speed. This emphasizes low-frequency cycles in your gestures. David, those were excellent points. I have one more, something quite simple, but often overlooked. I read that the two most dehydrating things you can do in a modern civilization are live presentations and air travel. I don't know if it's really true, but the message is that the way to stay sharp is to drink a lot of water. Take care of your body, especially your voice. If possible, avoid alcohol too.
So, we've got to organize these points now.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.